This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Praise the Lord. I want to believe that we all have been blessed today. I pray that the Lord will help us and help our brides to be. So I want to believe that all of us are saying, I want to marry. Hope you are seeing that marriage is hard work. So the question you should be asking yourself is, am I ready? Am I ready to do the hard work, to labor? Okay. I'm seeing one question here. Somebody wrote, I am pressured about marriage regardless of what you have said. What should I do practically?
Okay. Thank you for asking the question. We don't look down on your question. It's a serious question because that's your reality. I think, what should you do practically? You need strength to change your vision. Now, because the pressure you are right now, if a man comes, you won't handle well. Why? Because you are not in a good place. The way you are right now, you might give in to fornication. You might give in to the wrong person because it's utmost in your heart desire. So I think practically what you should just do is to plead with the Lord for help to be able to change that. You are not supposed to be pressured to marry. Do you understand? You are not supposed to be pressured. Marriage is supposed to come alongside as you are walking with God. It's an addition. Do you understand? You know, sometimes I really don't know what your situation is right now, but whatever your situation is right now, you are not in a good place. You are not even in a good place to marry. So you are supposed to cast that cares to the Lord. I think that's just it. You need power to be able to cast it on the Lord's feet and then leave it there and continue with your life. In continuing with your life, continue growing, continue living, continue becoming that, making yourself become a helpmate. Like we said, pay attention to being beautiful on the inside. What attracts is the inward. You will now find out that you are having options. Why? Because you have now been made ready. So you are not even ready. The truth about it, if the brother comes right now, you will not do marriage well. Or anybody that comes around you right now, because of your state of heart, you will jump on the person. You will not hear spiritual authority. You will not hear the voice of the Holy Ghost. So it's not a good place. It takes power to be able to ask how you can cast your cares upon the Lord and leave it there. And, you know, pay attention to the things that we have just spoken about today. And you will realize that that marriage is not longer your utmost desire. There is something more interesting to actually seek, because it will surely come. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mama. I just want to say this, that I think another practical thing you can do is to go talk to a matured, you know, married woman. You can talk to your pastor's wife, you know, just approach them. Sometimes some pressure, when you talk to people, there's a way it lifts your heart. So that's one practical thing you can do. Then you can also have some faith confessions. You know, firstly, know that Ecclesiastes talks about timing. He said in his time, he had made everything beautiful. You know, you can have them on your phone. You know, scriptures that talked about wait on the Lord. You know, scripture that talked about none shall lack a mate. I'm just trying to say that there's a way you find encouragement in scripture. So, loud your head with scripture. How will I say? You know, sometimes you go to social media, you know, maybe you follow some marriage or bridal pages, unfollow them. You know, yes, maybe there are some people you follow, maybe they are the ones that unfollow them. First of all, identify the source of your pressure. Is it internal pressure? Sometimes even when we say our parents are pressuring you, it's because you are pressured inside. Identify what is this. So is it because anytime you go to this social media page that your head will just be like, you know, or you're on a bridal page that looks at different wedding dresses. See, start looking at wedding style. I say, I'm looking at it ahead of your marriage. By the time you want to marry, this time might not be relevant. So unfollow some people. But please come talk to somebody, okay? You know, and then pray. While you are being pressured, pray about your husband. Pray about your marriage estate. Pray about the kind of marriage. But like Mommy Meg said, that state you are in, you are not even ready for marriage. If anybody comes around you, is even saying, hello, sister, you have already believed that God has spoken. May God help you in Jesus' name.
Thank you so much, Mommy. Thank you so much, Mommy Meg. You know, I just want to add this, you know. Mommy really taught me this very early, you know, when he said that reason why you feel pressure from your parents, you feel pressure from people, and when they ask you that, when are you going to marry? It's because you yourself, you are not settled. You have pressure internally. So when people come, in fact, they can even pressure and say, when are you going to marry? You are the one saying that, hope you are remembering me your prayer. Just be praying, it will soon come. You know, it means that you have entered the state of rest and you are assured on what the word of the Lord has said. It's because you don't yet have the word of the Lord on that matter. I pray that the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. You know, we keep saying marriage is for death, for women. What work do the men do? And how come others who are not in this community have glamorous homes without all this debt? You are seeing the physical social media. You are seeing...
Amen. Are you inside? When they slap the person and they use pancake to cover the face, are you there? So you are not there. Also, thank you. It also just reveals your state. That means you have not, you are not yet acclimatized with the house yet. If you are like that, number one, you are not ready for marriage. You really don't know the true reason for getting married. Now, when you see, I've had a few people, all that glitters is not gold. When you know what is outside, you know, social media has done a lot of terrible things. You see someone come in a G-Wagon and all of that. You don't know what she has gone through inside. I remember that there was a friend of Mommy Ellen one time. She said in those her very lowly times that, you know, that era of rug. How many of us remembered that everybody's house is tiled now? Those days of rug. You know there is rug and there is rug. You know there is rug that when you put your leg inside, you won't find your feet. That was the kind of rug that was in it. So, you know, when you have those kind of rug, those days, you know that you have money. So, and Mommy said she went there to the house and she was just admiring everywhere. She was just admiring the house and all that. She was coming from Akoka. She was just admiring. Thank God. You know, I'm just thanking God for the sister. And then the sister opened her mouth and said, if only I can move, if God can do the miracle of me going into one bedroom, that she doesn't mind leaving everything and going to a one bedroom for a man that would stay with her. Do you understand? So there are a lot of things that are beyond the eyes. Now, the reason why we are doing all of this is that even marriage, doing marriage right, comes with its own challenge. Why? Because we have an adversary. Now, to now marry wrongly and have the devil as your father-in-law, know that it is hell. Know that it is hell. So if you are still attributing marriage to external, what you see, both of us wear anko outside, both of us, you know, he's pecking me as he's opening the door, I'm sorry for you, because that is not what marriage is. When you go inside, there's a whole lot of rubbish that is inside these celebrity marriages. Do you know some of them? Do you know the incest that is there? Do you know some of them that are even lesbians? There was a particular one that told us years ago. Very wealthy families got married. Everybody, very flamboyant wedding. Talk of everywhere. And then Oh, yeah, now. Come and consummate marriage. With the guy said he's going out. Yes, said he's going out. Came back 2 days after. You that just married a wife. Came back 2 days after in the middle of the night. And then 1 month went, 2 months. It was after the 3rd month. The girl had to go and cry and speak up. And then the guy now just told the woman that the truth about it is that, Mom, I just did this because of you. I'm actually gay. So they don't come out to tell you those kind of things. And then you follow such people. So please, it is the people living inside the house that knows where the shoe is pinching. So never you take any expression, never even as women, as married women, never you compare your marriage with any other person. You really don't, you don't know. What you see outside, you know, thank God for how light is coming to us now, that what you are seeing outside is what you see inside, which is actually the original design. But please, 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 and please, grow up a little bit. You will find out that all that glitters is not gold.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mama. I just want to add this bit. You see, in marriage is for life. Somebody said we are always talking about death. It's for life. What I mean is for change. Our marriage, like, it's true that if you are thinking like that, it just shows that you need to grow. Everything about you, whether you are married or you are married, is about growth, is about change. Please, it's good you know that when the Lord gives you permission to marry, it's for the continuity of his life. The primary reason for male and female was for the purpose of image and what? Likeness. So, our marriage, an unbeliever's marriage, please, an unbeliever is a dead man. How dare you compare your marriage? Are you a zombie? With dead people. Are you understanding what I'm saying? My marriage can never be compared with an unbeliever's marriage. Even if I don't have means, even if you think he doesn't have glam, at least he has relevance in heaven. They are attaining that this marriage, oh, this thing is making Modupe change very well to qualify to sit on the throne. That is the glam I want. Let angels be very crazy about me. That there's a woman who is doing obedience. Please, when we do marriage anniversary, forget all those photo shoots. I think this photo shoot is making people great. What are we celebrating? We are celebrating life. We are celebrating change. Marriage anniversary, 1 year, 2 years. What you should celebrate is that, my meekness level has grown from 2%. So how many percent? That is what we celebrate. We celebrate change. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So forget the glam and all that. You know, I mean, our community, we are trying small to be doing all those bishops. But the real thing, on your wedding anniversary, on what you thank God for is for change. Did you hear how she talked about her husband? You understand that this person, through this person, I've learned patience. I have learned to have long suffering. I've learned to be more tender. I've learned not to be selfish. That's marriage. It's not more kole mole or more be mole more. That's not what we... Are you understanding what I'm saying? Finally, I bring this defense. Is there any marriage that has no relevance to your sitting on the throne? You have not married. If your marriage, everyone cannot see it, that, this marriage, that's the difference between our marriage. Some people marry and the only benefit they have is on earth. Because let me tell you, there's no marriage in heaven now. So how my marriage must be different is that, you see, as I'm doing it, it is tying me to heaven and to the world to come. Paint, let them write a name, marriage called glam, Kole Mumi Lori. Please, you must know that and know it very well. You will not compare your marriage. Bible says a fool that compare themselves. Do you know that even if I want to compare my marriage to Mommy Meg's marriage, I'm a fool? I can begin to have wrong expectation of my husband. Because God made and fitted Mommy Meg for Pastor Tayo Fason. And there's a beauty they exude. Are you understanding? But why do we talk to ourselves? The same, you know, in every marriage, in our, you know, as a believer, is the same foundation. It's the same doctrine of marriage. And it's the goal is that we'll end up as God. I always tell couples this thing. I say the reason why God is giving you permission to marry this brother or sister is that they trust you. They trust you that by your coming to their life, you will better their work. Some couples, they are doing glam, but yet they are enemy of heaven. Since you entered that sister's life and brother's life, they've never seen that person ascend. Ascension and movement are stopped. They are adverse to the propagating of God. So glam or the glam. Any glam that is not glammy reaching heaven, it's not a glam. I don't want.
Amen. Thank you so much, our mommies. They've said it all. I think I just want to share my own. I think what really helped me, you know, when I got married, was when I had a conversation with mommy. She was so firm that day that if you must understand how the Lord wants your home to go. So if everybody's life is going like this, doesn't mean that your life will also go like this. The Lord might want your home to go like this. That made me see that you must know how the Lord will have your home go. So if you don't know, you will definitely be comparing. And that would actually scatter your home because you have expectation of your spouse that is not supposed to be. You know, one thing the Lord also taught me that my husband is very quiet. And, you know, sometimes I just wanted to be like, so one day I was taking thoughts. I'm like, should be this somebody. And the Lord told me, say, that thing you see as a weakness is actually a strength that I kept there. And you don't even know the usefulness now. It is later you will see it. So you don't even know what you are asking for. You don't even know what it is. I pray that God will help us in Jesus' name. He said, please help me. I find myself lost in guys. But I want to believe maybe it's L-U-S-T. It should be L-U-S-T.
That person needs to go and see their pastor. For me, I won't be surprised that you've had sexual impurity. You need to be seated and be taught. Because one of the things milk teaches us, when you say you are a believer, you are born again, coming to church hearing, is that there's a initial sanctification that it separates you from. So you need help. Please don't hide in the crowd. I want to say it. Please don't hide where? In the crowd. You need to come out and it needs to be addressed. We can't answer it. That help me. I'm lost in guys. There are many things that made you like that. There are many things. You understand? I know those are works of the flesh. There are many things, and even your circumstances, there will be many stories. So I feel that you need, you go and book yourself a counseling session. Okay? So that the matter can be looked into. Okay? Because one thing we've always said as single women or men, we must be awesome in our sexuality. You know? And one of the things that faith does, faith makes you whole. He said, you know, thy faith has made you what? When you are hearing faith, one of the things it does is to bring wholeness to your soul, wholeness to your mind, you know? Wholeness, that thing, only God knows the doorway. You might have been opened by a different doorway. You see, one of the reasons why we also say that a woman, Mommy Ellen said it many years back, he said a woman should not be unduly opened. You see why some things should not exposure? There's some exposure that happens to you at a young age. When it happens, it creates a lot of mess that it will take faith and the Lord to clear from it. So I believe that sister, you need to be taught, you need to be helped, you need to be discipled, you need to have oversight, and I see that you will come out of it. See, having a hold of lust is not, I don't understand, it's not the end of your life. I believe that the Lord can bring freedom. One of the things, and you know, that is in the Lord is freedom and liberty. He said, therefore, because what makes laws have a hold in you is because you are not keeping laws. You are not keeping, there's a liberty you will come that all those things will not have pull over you. So I feel that you need, and it's not something to beat your head about. It's just a place and a walk you need to walk and walk out of it. Okay? The Lord will help us.
Amen. I want to believe the person will do as has been said. Lastly, this is for a married woman, I want to believe. He said, how do you manage expectation from your husband regarding child care when he doesn't help but still wants intimacy?
Amen. Let me start this way to say that certain things are how you help your heart, your responsibility. If you look at it like that, your heart will be helped. And as a married woman, sex has nothing to do with whether he helped you or he did not help you. It's not a reward. It's your obligation as being married. Amen. It's worldliness to use sex as a tool of gratification. So now we have a lot of women that desire something, but they don't know how to ask. Part of meekness on your part is to be able to say, please help me. Now, we've said, please help me, but you want it to be done at your terms, at your condition, at your time. So the lack of patience you have to wait for the help could be a problem. So those are the saving aspects. Somebody would say, doesn't he know that he's supposed to help me? How do you want him to know? Now, remember that both of you are raised from two different backgrounds. Probably he was raised not doing anything. Now, he doesn't understand. It doesn't come natural. But there is a way you can ask for help that he would like to be around you. For instance, I ask for help and I'm squeezing my face. Or I'm just squeezing my face. He will stay far from you. Do you understand? Somebody that your face, there is no comeliness, there is nothing. Everything is just upright. Oh, what is wrong with you? Nothing. 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 Take your foot. Because you know that somehow, you just feel that form of malice is a way to express how you feel. But that is not how to express how you feel. You can ask for help. And peradventure, you are asking for help and the help is not coming forth. You see that sister that we were talking about marrying from outside? You better marry from inside where a man can hear Holy Ghost. You can pray and ask the Lord, Lord, can you touch my husband to help me? You see, that thing, it works faster than the effort that a side chick will cook for a man. It works very fast. Why? Because there is a connection in that person. The best way to actually get things from an Holy Ghost man is to connect to the Holy Ghost. So if you don't know how to do that, and then you keep getting angry, you would only just fetch your home. Spirits will be over your home. Your children will be sick. You will be losing money. Why do you want to do all of that? So the short way to go about it, humble yourself, ask for help. Sweetheart, please, can you help me? And if he doesn't, some people naturally, they don't know how to do it. Then, you know, like I said, when we do ask for this help, sometimes in asking for help, we are not patient. You are asking him for help, he's doing it. You say you are not even doing it well. Is this hard to sweep? If you have been sweeping the house like this, will people come to the... We are not kind. But when you ask for help and he does a little thing, and then the way you praise him, the next time he will be around you, what should I do? And then you hail him. What is this? You see all this nonsense that they, whatever, you can't do it. You see this Odogu Parara, what's the whatever? I think that's what mommy was talking about. Knowing as a woman how to talk to a man. Yes. We must have reverence in our hearts. There's nothing you do in reverence that you will never get. But you talk to a man wrongly, you will collide with something. And let me tell you, there's no gentleman. That thing in a man must be protected. Every man has an ego. Don't say because he's a pastor, I can talk the way you want to. No. You talk to a man, you don't know how to talk to a man. You will never get anything from the man. You will find out that people outside, his church members, they'll just come, hey, brother, please, can you help me? And then at home, they don't know the wife. She's entitled. She doesn't know how to ask. She doesn't know how to beg. So she will never get anything. But once he comes to church, he's helping everybody. And then you will come back home and say, this brother helps everybody, but he will never help me. Because when he comes up to you, you are uptight. You are frowning. You are putting up a face. So let's try. Be meek, be humble. Ask for help. And if you see that is a nature thing, ask the Holy Ghost to touch him. You'll begin to see that something will just tell him, do like this. And then when he does it, appreciate it. Blow it. We blow it when our husbands don't do things for us, isn't it? Why can't we blow it when he does something little? He does it, blow it. Explain. Everybody in the house should know that, come and see. He has done this, whatever. See the way he swept this place. You are just a pro. When you do things like that, you have helped him. The next time he wants to help you. Amen.
All right. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you, Mommy, and thank you, Ma.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.